He's a beer connoisseur, often referred to as a beer snob. He loves smoking his cigars. He loves hip-hop music. He's broadcasting live from St. Paul Brew Soda. Open your ears and crack open a beer. It's the Brew Bra Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Brew Bra Podcast. I am the Brew Bra. I am broadcasting live from St. Paul, Minnesota. It is the 5th of January, 2019. Happy New Year to everybody. So what I am going to be getting into tonight will be the Castle Danger Brewery. That is a brewery located along the North Shore in Minnesota here. Is the North Shore Lager. That is the offering that I'm going to get into tonight. How I got to it, I was out doing a happy hour at my favorite watering hole, Tiffany Sports Lounge on Ford Parkway in St. Paul. Just had to plug them. It's a nice place there. So I was just kind of doing what you do at a happy hour. You kind of get your drink on and stuff like that and fellowship. I was kind of liked the tap that it came in and everything. So I asked for a sample, took in the sample. I liked it, asked for a full glass, and that's how we got here. That's how we got here to the podcast. So what it is a amber lager / Vienna style lager. Just kind of the mathematics of it. The ABVs are 5.3. The IBUs, it didn't really give me a specific number there, but with the Vienna style lagers, generally it's between 18 and 30 IBUs. This is a year-round availability. And it's also available at the tap room in the North Shore. It's also at the bars. It's at the stores. As far as the stores, it's only available in a can form. Just some more background information on the Vienna style lager. It's one of the most popular beer styles amongst the Germans. Just kind of the characteristics of it. The head is thick. It's slightly off-white. It's a light amber, red to orange copper. The aroma, I thought, was very malty. The taste of it is like a hop-forward brew. That is just kind of some information on that. You would taste the hops in the beginning, but it would soon dissipate. And it's definitely what it did with this brew here. I did taste them in the beginning. At first, I was kind of like, I don't know. It wasn't too overbearing as far as the hops there, but, I just kind of tasted them in the beginning. I was just like, I don't know. But as soon as it dissipated, it was like a clean finish there, and I kind of liked it. So I definitely would, encourage anybody to try it. The flavors was well-balanced, and the finish was clean, just like I said there. Kind of an overview of the flavors. It was a toasted bread, a caramel, and spicy noble hops. So that's kind of just an overview of the flavors that you would be serenading your palate with. So just kind of giving my 2 cents to the North Star Lager here. I would rate it as a 3 out of 5. Like I said, I will, encourage anybody that wants to try it to definitely try it. Especially if you're kind of wanting to keep everything within Minnesota, keeping it local and everything like that. I would definitely encourage you to try it. Like I said, you will taste the hops in the beginning there. But like I said, it will soon dissipate there. Everything else is fairly balanced there, so you'll be able to enjoy it. So just kind of going over to the next segment, that would be Today in Hip Hop History. And then today in hip-hop history, it looks like Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang became the first hip-hop single to reach the top 40. So that's a major achievement there, being at the first to do it and everything like that. And especially, that was a very important single for hip-hop there. I mean, it kind of ushered in, you know, everything else after that there. And without that, you know, we wouldn't have, you know, like your Rakims, your Big Daddy Kane's, KRS-One's, and stuff like that. So it was a very important single to usher in, you know, some more iconic hip-hop MCs. So this will conclude the Brewba podcast here. And I am on Instagram. It is the Brewbra, T-H-E-E dot brew dot bra, B-R-U-H. And I am posting pictures of rappers and brews. So the brew that I am posting on is St. Ides. And I have three of them up there. And then also I will have the North Star Lager up there, so you can see what I was talking about as far as the appearance of the beer. So, and then also you can email me at the Brew Blog. That is T-H-E-E-B-R-E-W. B-L-O-G at gmail.com. You know, leave me any type of feedback, anything you think I should incorporate, anything you think I should take out. Any type of feedback is good feedback. All right. Well, thank you very much for your ears, and you have a nice night, day, or however when you listen to this podcast here. Thank you. Peace. Hello, hello, hello. This is the Brewbra Brewcast. I am broadcasting live from St. Paul Brew Soda, the land of 10,000 lakes and 10,000 breweries. I know it's been a long time here, but I am back. And I have another beer that I have tasted and just want to get my review on. So let's get into it.